We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am Ray Dunaway, and you are?
Confused. No, I'm Jody Ambrosio. And yesterday, we had David Stemmerman on to talk about his op-ed piece in The Current concerning the problems with the union contracts in the state of Connecticut. Jody Barr is executive director of Ask Me Council 4 and joins us now. Jody, how are you?
Great. How are you doing this morning?
Well, we just wanted to give you a shot here.
Yeah, we figured equal time. Obviously, this has become a big bone of contention. My question to you would be, what would it take to get you to the bargaining table, if anything?
On that side, a much better attitude. We, looking at the two candidates, you know, one is saying that we'll be at the table, and the other one's saying we'll be on the table.
Well, then, I guess that makes it clear from your point of view. But, you know, Stemmerman, some of the things he proposed, and he did it in an op-ed in The Current, was, you know, for example, maybe offering buyouts to state employees, certainly taking a look at pensions, health care, into retirement, things of that sort. And I've heard from people on your side is that a couple of confabs I went to, you know, basically your point is, hey, we've done stuff already. We've already tried to help the situation.
Absolutely, and that's we've done it, and to have, you know, someone that got 26,000 votes in a primary, just preaching his austerity budget to the middle class and how to fix Connecticut. I mean, he spent $12.8 million on a campaign. Our members could work three lifetimes and never see that. He's talking about the middle class and breaking us and. To say that it's a claim for our retirement, it's earned. Our members have earned this.
What, Jody, what does Mr. Stemmerman and obviously Mr. Stefanowski and people who don't understand this, what don't they get about the contract? What do you think is the one thing that kind of takes them off guard?
It's been sacrifices to get where we are. It's collective bargaining where two parties agreed. So we're not saying that, you know, it's this big lucrative package. This is... You know, the average pension is nothing that these people are going to go, you know, retire in another state on. They're going to be lucky to have a small portion of what they made throughout their career that they earned to go forward. And just to have someone that's not in touch with the middle class and working America is just crazy to be doing this stuff out.
Jody, one of the things that's brought up, but what Stemmerman was saying is, okay, this may be not the answer, but the fact is what the state spends is an issue. You know, there's revenue, but there are limits on that. So, I mean, do you have to come back and say, okay, we got to cut our spending?
I mean, our argument has been all along. We've been stepped up four times over the last 11 years.
Yes.
It's not working. There is a revenue problem. And fixing the tax plan would just be a great way to do it. There's corporate loopholes. There's reckless outsourcing, offshore bidding. It's do the right things that we did. You know, step up on the other side. What have they done?
Jared, let me ask you this. What if, and as he suggested, I brought this up as I was introducing you, one of the things that he brought up was, hey, why don't we do this to kind of get the state's taxpayers off the hook? And by the way, your employees are state taxpayers too. But to get taxpayers off the hook, what we'll do is offer you like a buyout. So, you know, from here on, you can plan your own retirement, get your own, you know, I suppose you'd be eligible for Medicare. I don't know. But the fact, how about that? I mean, would any of your members want to do that, you think?
I mean... I think, as you said earlier, leading up to the show, that the details of this are irrelevant. It's just not feasible. I mean, to take a buyout, if a state employee, I mean, here's the thing. I think if he offered it, go ahead. I'd be willing to bet that no one would do it.
How long is the current contract in place for?
Well, so that's the first sentence of his op-ed. It says 10 years. The agreement was to extend it 5 years. It was not to extend it 10 years. So it's currently through 2027.
Okay, and that's that. You know, that's something we're going to be dealing with for a while. You know, let me ask a question about this, though, Jody. Have they changed, if you go to work for the state, it's maybe not a defined benefit anymore, or is it still a defined benefit pension?
So under the Tier 4 plan, so you got to remember, Tier 1 ended in 83. That's, you know, as his piece talks about, that's the majority of the unfunded liability. That's basically all of it. That plan ended in 1983, offering it to employees. Where we are now, so if you look at Tier 1, basically, you know, it does that old school math of double your years of service, and that's the percentage you get.
Yeah.
Tier 3 is 1.3%. So when if someone worked, just say, a 30-year career, they're looking at one-third of their highest.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is at the end of your employment, if you can, you work some overtime, which then increases, I believe, the amount that you'll get when you retire.
Correct. And those, so that, in the Tier 4 plan, that is averaged out over their career.
Okay.
In mm-hmm. hazardous duty, it's 25. But the thing that you're missing there is a lot of those COs and hazardous duty members that are really doing that,
yeah,
they did it for 17 years. Where they were paying taxes on their overtime. It never went. They're missing vacations, holidays,
yeah,
you know, T-ball games. And all that management had to do was hire more people. These people are not, you know, they're being forced there in a hazardous duty situation. A lot of them don't want it. They don't want the overtime. They're being mandated to do it.
Is it safe to say that right now it's non-negotiable?
As far as going to the table and opening it up?
Yeah.
I mean, we've stepped up. We've done it every time. But I got to tell you, it's going to be tough to get it through our membership. So us sitting at the table to hear their options is question one. Our members approving it, who have done it continually, they're going to want to see some step up on the other side. There's no way that our members are going to stand up and do this again without some collaboration.
Okay. Hey, Jody, it's great
talking
to
you. Thanks, Jody. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Jody Barr. He basically runs a Council 4.
Pretty strong statement at the end there.
I think we
know there's a line drawing on the sand.
David, I don't think you're going to see him across the table. Then again, you're not governor anyway. But, you know, Bob Stefanowski or whomever.
Well, Stefanowski wants to do this, though, I think.
Yes, he does.
You know?
Well, I don't know.
And look, I understand why they want to do it, but a contract's a contract.
Deal's a deal.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.